Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
The healing's here. I call you well. I call you healed. All of the Itis brothers have to go. Arthur, Bursitis, go. Arthritis, get out of here. About that is lung thing.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir.
Pain right here in the lower part. Yeah, yes, that was the Krachemolo Klakela Radan Genetico Teshdo Shiki Braga 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 no go shikara sung skung kung omaha. Thomas Avery, your lungs Kratishingamo Bradad Gede Shake Hey Nico Glugles Singrododo. Thomas, I don't know whether this was your, in the name of Jesus, affected by tuberculosis in the past sometimes. Your lungs are not filling up with fluid. Your lungs are now filling up with air. Oh. Chronic asthma. Oh, I know what that means. When I was a little boy, I had asthma so bad, I couldn't run. I just nearly collapsed. And my mother prayed. And this is back during World War II.
Yes, sir.
And my dad, it was just right at the beginning of the war. And during the war, you couldn't get aluminum cooking utensils because all of the aluminum was going to the war effort. And my dad had just bought my mother a complete new set of aluminum cookingware. I mean, everything, the little pots, the big pots, everything. Oh, she was so thrilled. Tracy, she got a brand new set. Nobody had them like her. And my dad, oh God bless him, he and mother were tithers, and he was never without a job 24 hours during the Great Depression. And I was born right at the end of the Depression. But he just believed God and just stood on what we know now is tithing, right? Anyway, she's praying over me. And she heard the Lord say, George, get rid of that aluminum cookingware.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, it's brand new. Uh-huh. He said, go out in the back of the backyard there and bury it. Now, we lived in West Texas, in Abilene, Texas, and the back part of our yard, the place wasn't very big, but the back part of our yard at that time was vacant. Now, later, my dad put a storm cellar out there, but this time it was just vacant, and it's just real sandy. And so she did what the Lord said. She went out there and dug a hole in that sand and put that aluminum cookingware in there and forgot about it. It wasn't long until there was a large gray black circle where the ground had leached that aluminum out and it surfaced. Now, when you get aluminum hot, it expands, and that aluminum residue was getting in my body and I was allergic to it, and I've not had asthma since. But God showed my mother what the source of it was. There's no such thing as a sickness, a disease, an allergy that there is not a 100% source and 100% deliverance. I used to have allergies, Tracy. Well, I'll tell you, I couldn't get close to a horse. And that upset me, man, because I like to ride, and when old Wichita Slim was riding, it was really bugging me because my horse gave me, pray the old boy ride again. Some of you don't know, you know what I'm talking about.
Brother Copeland.
Wait just a second.
Is she meant?
That, there was just a little simple procedure.
Oh, yes, sir.
That Dr. Donald Colbert, born again, Holy Ghost, baptized medical doctor, and now he won't mind me telling this. Yes, he got in trouble for it, but he said, I don't care. He went to chiropractic school to find out that. He studied Chinese medicine to find out what they had because he needed to know the human body.
Yes, sir.
And just one avenue, he studied naturopathic medicine.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
This very small procedure. Mm. It took less than 10 minutes.
Oh, glory.
I've never had an allergy since.
Glory to God.
But a Holy Ghost doctor knew where to get that. And it came through chiropractic.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
And of course, I thank God for it. Because He's the healer. He's the healer. I said He is in the healer. He is the healer. Can I see you come on? Oh, dear God. Gro opo po paresteno. O prosteno da glasikula bebe. Er kirungumbula. Kraskele bon krete hene mosticulo. Come on, pray in the spirit with me. Glo krete hene mosticulo. La glesdo kurishikula. Sam sa vra aste vra osto vra o olko. Oh, Krohostele Casido, Taklas, that's the one. Back in the first tier, not on the ground floor, but in that next tier right there, looks like about one, two row of seats back. You're there a little bit by yourself. You have a long, light colored coat. I see the one I'm talking about?
Yes, sir, I do.
Wave your hand. Yeah, waved your hand. Right here. Put your hands right here. Right here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to your stomach. I speak to your lower intestines. I speak to this whole part of your body in the name of Jesus. It's well! It's well! It's over! Glory to God! And right here in the low back, you will never have that again. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ has healed you, and you're well forever. Now, does that mean anything to you? Did that mean anything to you? Did I miss it? Did I miss it or did I hit it all right? I can miss it. Evidently, it turned out to be right.
It turned out to be right, yes, sir.
there's a concentration of healing power right in that whole area right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh. 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 Angels.
Yes, exactly.
Healing angels.
Yes, sir. That's exactly. They're walking.
Going here, in that tier, going here, and over here, across there like that. Oh, dear God. Meredically, he did you moon, in that 112, section 112, right there. Praise God. Praise God. Arthritis is being healed throughout that That's section 112, section 211. Praise God. There, 212. I'm telling you, there's angels flowing like this, flowing like this, flowing like this throughout the whole place. I said throughout the whole place, just going and going and going and going and going. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory be 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 to God. Someone has been having some really, really bad dreams. Bad dreams. It's so bad, it just seems like it just something you just there, just something you just did. No, it's a dream. It's a dream. Don't worry about it. Just laugh at it. Just dump it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. Cast that imagination down. Imaginations are part of the dream cycle and all of that. Cast that imagination down. Amen. And put those reasonings that come out of that in prison. Put it in captivity and be ready. On, I mean, be ready to take revenge, to be, just be ready to come out that dream. Say, no, you don't. No, you're not putting that on me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't make me dream a dream that I don't want to dream. If one sneaks through, that's all it's worth. The devil's not worth my spit when it comes to that kind of thing. Now, you don't want to rail against him. Just take authority. You don't touch me. Whether I'm awake or I'm asleep, get now. That's all you have to do.
Yes, sir.
If you believe it. If you believe it. I said, if you believe it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
It's happened.
Oh, yes, sir. It's happened.
It's happened.
It's happened.
Let's worship. The glory is here. The glory is here. The glory is here. All kinds of throat problems, throat, sore throat, strep throat. Get that COVID-19 thing out of your mind, off your mind. The devil will masquerade if he can. He'll just come up and say, oh, you got it, you got it. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't. I refuse to take it. Now somebody said, well, that's, you're in denial. Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't deny the sickness. It's real. It is killing people. It's real. I deny its right to exist in my body. I deny its right to exist in the body of my family. You don't touch my household. This is the household of faith. And it's just not just the house itself. It's the whole house. Gloria calls it a Spirit of God bubble. And we walk in it. We walk in it all the time. We walk in the full armor of God all the time. And armor means all the way around. That's what it means. That's what armor means. All over, all the way around. The shield of faith. Don't get the idea of this. No, 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 that wasn't the shield of faith. Not like this.
Yeah.
Above all, the shield of faith. The Apostle Paul was talking about Roman armor. They talked about the turtle maneuver.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, arrows were the weapon of the day. That was the most dangerous thing that had ever come into warfare. And they would take a unit. These things had hooks on each side. If we hooked our shield together, and we've made a wedge here, and then here comes this flight of arrows. We're not afraid of the arrows that fly by day. So what'd they do? They had their shields hooked. They just did this. And it looked like the back of a turtle and quenched all the fiery darts of the wicked. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
No, he can't shoot me. I am covered head to foot. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the gospel of peace, the power of God unto salvation. My feet are shod in power. From my feet, my breastplate. I like that breastplate. I like that breastplate. You know, it's not this. No, it went like this and strapped here, and there was armor that strapped here in the back. And did you ever notice, even when you go to a museum and you see that armor, that breastplate, it never has a belly on it. It always has a six-pack on it. Now, you may have a belly on the inside of that thing, but when you got it on, ain't nobody can tell you got a belly. You may be going, but strap that thing on. The breastplate of righteousness. I don't care how you look, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That helmet of salvation. Put it on there. Now here's the most important part. Put that face shield down. Now the devil doesn't know whether that's God in there or you. Don't say something stupid. Well, that wasn't God. That's old dum-dum in there again trying to look like God. No, don't let anything but faith come out that mouth. I'm healed, I'm well. And strap that armor belt on. And gird up your loins. See, the Roman soldier wore a skirt affair that hung down to about here and to protect this part, but you didn't want that thing getting in the way. And so they would girt up. You pull that skirt like this. You're about to go into combat here. And I'm gonna do this first. And then the armor belt went around here and held all that in place where you can't stumble over it. So you gird up, you got that weapons belt on. And now, you're just about ready except for one thing. I got my shoes on, got everything on. Now, okay, strap it on. Now I'm armed. I got the sword on. I am fully armed. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God. My sword. Let the word fight its own fight. And the devil comes up there. Well, you're not healed. You got COVID-19. Here, Satan, hold this. Now I have COVID-19. No. You may have TB, but you don't know. No. I hate him the way God hates sin. And I love God with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my might and strength. And I hate Satan. I hate every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness of this world. I hate every evil, unclean spirit and the wicked spirits in the heavenlies. I hate them with all my heart, with all my soul, all my mind, and all my might, and all my strength. And I will not let him touch my house. This house or the house of my family. I will not allow it. I will not allow it. I will not allow it under any circumstance. Get an awareness of the Spirit of God on your shoulders and of that sword that you wear night and day. You never take it off. You never take it off, Tracy. You never take it off. A woman that had been healed of lung cancer. I mean, I prayed with her, laid hands on her, and I mean, she just walked off from it, Joy. Just healed, completely healed well. And then I got a call, and this was, I don't remember now, it was probably, what, Lord, 8 months later, maybe a year. Brother Copeland, this old cancer's come. I said, well, now you're a covenant woman, right? Yes, I am. That's the way she got healed, first place. I told her, you're a covenant woman. You can't have cancer. You're not allowed to have cancer. You're a covenant woman. Yes. And I said, get your Bible. I don't think she thought I could hear it. She said, where's my Bible? Laying in the bed, dying of cancer, and didn't know where a Bible was. Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, healing-believing Christian, already been healed by the Word of God. Well, I said, get your Bible. She got it. I said, now, you're a covenant woman. Well, yeah. I said, don't give me a yeah, but. You're a covenant woman. Well, yeah. No. And I said, quit whining around about it. I said, you're a covenant woman, right? Well, I said, are you a covenant woman or are you not? Well, yes, I am. I said, you don't sound like one. Are you a covenant? You have a covenant with God? Yeah, but I said, answer me. Do you have a covenant with God? Well, yeah. And I just, and finally just got to get rough with her. And she kept getting a little bit better and a little bit better. She said, yes, Brother Copeland, I mean, bless God. I have a covenant with God. It's a covenant of healing. I am a covenant woman. I'm a blood covenant believer, glory to God, and I'm healed. And she was. Did we get there this morning?
Yes, sir.
Are you well? Then raise your hands and give him praise beyond any praise you have ever praised in your life. Begin to shout before the Lord. Shout the shout of victory. Shout the shout of deliverance. Shout the shout of the power of God. Hallelujah.
I would go to work in the morning. At the end of the day, my feet would hurt so bad at the end of the day, and the blood would be pooling down at the bottom of my feet. And I'd get home and it'd kind of recover and be all right for another day. But it's like, I need my healing, but not only do I need my healing, I need to hear from God about some direction in life.
Right up there, a man just stood up. You've got what looks like a black, dark sweater or something and pink shirt, and you just stood up and did this. I don't know what it is, brother, but you are healed, you are well, and financial situations have turned, and it's over.
I needed to come here. I wore this outfit because God dressed me. So I stuck out, because when I stood up, he obviously saw me, because I had to sit down because my legs were hurting so bad. and it's like 90% gone. And it's just awesome. I mean, I was where I could only walk for so far, and if I sat for a couple hours, I'd hobble across the room for 15 or 20 feet before I'd actually be able to start moving again. And it's like much, much better, much better. And I'm gonna be okay. I watched the YouTube when he was talking about being partners and being a partaker of the grace. And I just knew when I was sitting there, I sat down and gave him my last $100 to become a partner, because I knew I needed to be able to partake in the prophet's ministry. So to come here and have him say, I'm right there with you, for the Lord to say, I'm right there with you, I can't wait to get home and see what's next.
John's healing took place at the Southwest Believers Convention. And if you've never attended a KCM meeting, we want you to make plans in 2021 to join us, because this is a place where you can come hear from God, receive from Him, worship Him, give out and be a supply to others. For John, that meant receiving his healing and direction for his life. So I just want to personally invite you to come and experience the presence of God for yourself and see what He'll do in your life in that atmosphere and company of believers. Just go to kcm.org/events for KCM's meeting calendar. Well, you know, today is the offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I just want to bring a word to you. And I know I'm preaching to the choir about generous-hearted giving and about the generosity of the church. But I'm looking in 2 Corinthians 9, but I want to mention to you that 2 Corinthians 8 is talking about this church in Macedonia that went beyond their own ability to give. They gave not out of their abundance, but they gave, you know, they gave for a purpose. And I know that so many of you that have been partners, which I say thank you to you, you've been partners all these years, you've given with a purpose. But today, I want to really refine that purpose for you in the world and culture that we live in. I want to do it quickly. But, you know, people talk a lot, and young people talk about socialism and their desire. I appreciate the desire to be compassionate towards every person. I'm telling you, that is God in you, young people. But let me just share something with you. Never, ever in the Word of God is He okay with something else, another entity, a government, Caesar being your source. He's never okay with that. But what He says in 2 Corinthians 9 is He's talking to them about two things happen when you give. Number one, people's needs are met. We must not just give to ministries, but giving to people who have needs. He said people's needs are met. But number two, praise and thanksgiving. And it says, praise God for His astonishing gift, which is far too great for words. Praise and thanksgiving comes up out of people's hearts who receive from you, who receive gifts from the church. We're supposed to be doing those things, not trying to get the government to do them for us. And that's God's system, His abundance system. So I believe that helped you today. Thank you for sowing your gift. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.